Today we'll begin a new mahalach on the idea on understanding Parshas Chayisara. And again we'll begin with a few questions. The first question is a question that we had asked in the earlier mahalach, and that is why the parasha is called Chayisara. She actually dies in this parasha. Chayisara means that she didn't really die. What does that mean? Next pasuk begins Vatomasara. There's a very strange Rashi. Rashi explains the pasuk. Why is the pasuk mefaret mea shana, esrim shana, v'sheva shanim? So Rashi starts saying, when she was 100, she was like 20. When she was like 20, she was like 7. What's the significance over here? Why are we trying to go into the reverse game when we're discussing sorrow? 100 like 20, 20 like 7, etc. And also, what's the smichus between the parasha of the Akedah and parasha's Chayisara? There's a very interesting Medrash Rabbah, where the Medrash Rabbah says, at the beginning of the parasha, that the last week's parasha begins that Rivka's born. And now Sarah dies. Says the Medrash, Ad shelo yashkia HaKadosh Baruch Hu shimsha shel tzadik zeh, before the sunset of one tzadik, who mazriach shimsha shel tzadik zeh, the sunrise of the next tzadik has already happened. And the Medrash brings examples. When the day Rebbe Akiva was nifta, his Rebbe was born. So you see that before one sun sets, before one tzadik dies, is the next tzaddik is already risen, the sunrise before the sunset. What's the significance again over here? What's the shaykhus with the parasha? We know that Sarah has a special connection with the idea of Shemesh, as the Baal HaTurim says that the word Sarah Me'al Shona is Rosh Tevis Shemesh. So this is like a proof for the Medrash, the idea of the sunrise and sunset. What's the pshat? And again, a question that we haven't discussed yet, that why is it that Avraham Avinu is coming to Eretz Yisrael, and the first thing he buys, the first kinyan he makes in Eretz Yisrael, is actually a kvura, a burial spot, a Maras HaMachpelah. Wouldn't it have been more matim if you would have bought something that's Shmo Shaykh to Chaim, because Eretz Yisrael is the Chaim, es halach lefnei Hashem ba'aretz es haChaim. So it would have been befitting for him to buy something that's Hepech HaMisa. Why does he have to buy the cave or the kvura? And again, to understand why Avraham and Sarah buried in the same place as Adam and Chava. We discussed it in the previous Mahalach, we'll discuss it again now. But the Mahalach is that this week's parasha is teaching us a new idea, a new lesson, a new shir in Chaim, in life. This parasha is the Hiskalus, the revelation of the real life, the real Chaim. What do I mean? The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Tana Rabbanan, Daf Yud Zayin, Shloisha hit'imon HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam hazeh me'ein olam haba. There's three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the feeling of olam haba while they were still in olam hazeh. Elohein Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the Marsha explains there in Baba Basra that olam hazeh is an olam of present and hefsid. It's a world of present with no future. Olam Haba is the world of Kulei Toiv, of Kulei Future. Everything in Olam Hazeh eventually comes to its end. Nothing's permanent in Olam Hazeh. And therefore, these the Obis HaKadoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them, gave them a te'ima of the future of Olam Haba, of the Olam without Misa, whilst they were still here in Olam Hazeh. What does that mean? Is the Yisod of all this is the following. If Olam Hazeh is an Olam which has to come to an end, that means that life in Olam Hazeh is not the real life. Because Chaim, Etzem HaChaim, never dies. A Neshama, which is called Nishmas Chaim, never dies. It might leave and go back, but the Neshama never dies. The Guf dies, because the Guf belongs to Olam Hazeh. Anything that's really Chaim, never dies. And therefore, even when a person is living in Olam Hazeh, listen, it's deep. Even when a person's living in Olam Hazeh, he's actually not living the real life. Because if every person's going to die eventually, if there's an end to that life, it must mean that it's not the real life. Because the real life, there's no end to it. When can a person begin experiencing When can a tzaddik begin experiencing the real life when he's down here in Olam Hazeh? Only when he first dies. Sometimes it means literally dying. Sometimes it means being in a situation of, it looks like it's going to be death, as we'll see. But he has to experience Misa. And once he experiences Misa, that means that the fake life has come to an end and the real life can begin. And when therefore when the Gemara Bava Basra says that the Avos HaKadoshim tasted Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, the Oimek HaPshat in the Gemara is that they all must have tasted Misa in Olam Hazeh, and then they began tasting the real Chaim. Because one cannot taste the real Chaim until one's rid of the fake Chaim. And we know the Avos HaKadoshim all came in contact with Misa while they were still here. Avraham Avinu was inside a burning furnace. There can't be a greater mock of Misa than being thrown into a Kivshon Eish. Yitzchok is brought up on a Mizbeach, and Avraham is standing over him with a Shechita knife. Second away, a split second away from death. That's the feeling of death. Yaakov Avinu is chased by Esav. Esav wants to kill him. He's being pursued. And we know the stories with Eliphaz catches up, Esav's son catches up with Yaakov Avinu, and he says, my father commanded me to kill you. Yaakov says, spare me. So what did he do instead? Excellent. He took all his money, because an oni is choshev kameis. And that's why Yaakov says, ki b'makli avarti yisayad, and all that remained, my possessions, was my staff. He's constantly under the threat of death. Because the Avos HaKadoshim have to experience Misa in their lives in order that they should have a taste of the real Chaim. They had an opportunity of tasting the real Chaim while they were still down here in Olam Hazeh. And we find this Yisod repeats itself time and time again. Klal Yisrael arrived at Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to give them the Torah, which is the Etzem HaChaim, Torah's Chaim. How can you appreciate, how can you feel the real Chaim before one dies? Is therefore at Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael died. Parcha Nishmosam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them back to life with what? With the same dew that's going to revive everybody and bring everybody back to life. When? Excellent. Tchis HaMesim. They experience Tchis HaMesim, which is the real life. Tchis HaMesim is the life without the death that comes after. And therefore, whenever we see somebody is going to be exposed to what's real Chaim, he always has Misa first. That's the contrast between the Avos HaKadoshim and the Goyim, and the rest of the people lived in that time. And therefore that explains us why the first introduction that we have about Avraham Avinu is being thrown into a furnace. And it's not only that. The pasuk at the parasha at the end of Noach talks about Avraham Avinu being burnt and being thrown into a furnace and coming out alive. Talks about Horon, who also jumped into the furnace and died. And the parasha ends by Yomos Terach B'choron. And Rashi says that he wasn't really dead, but he's still called dead. So we're seeing an unbelievable contrast over here. Avraham Avinu meets with death, and that's where he finds life. Terach meets with life, and that's when he's dead. When Terach's alive, then he's dead. Tzadikim, Rishon b'chayim, kruim esim. When they're alive, they're dead. Because they don't have the real life. Tzadikim b'misoson kruin chaim. Why when the tzadikim die are they called chaim? Because when they die, they rid themselves of the of one type of chaim, and they enter a new phase of chaim, and that's the chaim, the emesticker, the etzem chaim, that doesn't come ever into contact with Misa. And that's the introduction to Parshas Lech Lecha, the first parsha that discusses Avraham Avinu. Do you know what the difference between Avraham and Terach is? He finds death in his life, and he finds life in his death. That's Avraham, that's Avos HaKadoshim, and that's and Terach, and the Goyim, and Oved Avodah Zarah. Exactly the identical thing we find with Klal Yisrael at the Yam. They call to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hamibli en Kvarim b'Mitzrayim. Weren't there any burial plots? Weren't there any cemeteries, any graves in Mitzrayim to bury us? Why do you have to bring us into the Midbar to bury us? The Egyptians are coming after us. The Yamsav is in front, they were dead. They were dead meat. And then suddenly, the Ness. And what do they sing? Oz, Yashem Moshe. Says Rashi Mikan, Remez, the Tchis HaMesim in HaTorah. When do they feel Tchis HaMesim? only when they thought that they were dead. When they thought they were dead, that's when they felt the tchis amesim. When does a person sing shira? When he feels his chiyus. When he feels his chiyus. That's a big yisod. We'll discuss it another time. Amen. Hashem. But whenever a person feels his etzem achaim, that's when he sings shira. Klal Yisrael felt the etzem achaim. Now, why? Because they came in contact with Misa. After Misa, you feel the etzem achaim. When you feel the etzem achaim, you sing a shira and you say Oz Yashir Mikan Remez Netchis. Amazing. And you end the shira Hashem Yimloich Loilam Vod. You go into the Olam Hanetzach Loilam Vod. Moshe Rabbeinu also sang a shira. When? Just before he died. Shira Sazinu. Is that the time to sing a shira? Yes. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is about to experience death. When Moshe Rabbeinu experiences death, what does he really experience? The real life. And therefore, the same way as Klal Yisrael, when they came in contact with death, they sang shira because suddenly they felt the real life. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to feel the real life, which has no death. And therefore, he sings shira. So you see this yisod. You see this yisod time and time again. We can go even deeper. It's Yadua that we discussed this before, that a person dies al Kiddush Hashem, he dies with the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad on his lips. And the Svar Makdoshim say that the pshat is when a person says the word Hashem Echad, he enters a chayim that is no misa. Because Hashem Echad, says Rashi, is referring to Liyosid Love. When he says Hashem Echad, even while he's in here, even while he's down here in this world, when he says the words Hashem Echad, he enters a new area, he enters a new planet of life, with, and life without a misa after that. The Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the greatest chayim. It's going straight into the Rosid Lovay. And that's why b'shas they're about to experience misa, they have a feeling they experience the Etzem Achayim. And that's when they say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And it's Yadua that Rabbi Akiva, as we discussed before, died when he says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And we know Rabbi Akiva was the one who Bichlal didn't experience anything that had to do with Chorban, anything that has to do with Misa. He laughed when he saw the Chorban because he doesn't experience anything. He doesn't experience Chorban. All he experiences is Chaim. And therefore we know that the same occurred in Shushan. Haman came out with a decree, Laharig, Lahashmid, Lahabed. Death. Klal Yisrael are dead. Then suddenly there's a miracle that's called the Manapechu. Klal Yisrael entered the new Tkufa. A new Tkufa in life. Do you know which Tkufa? The Tkufa of Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Tkufa of Lasid Lovay. Torah Shebal Peh is the Chayim that doesn't have an end to it. Do you know who's the Baal member of the last Mishnah and Shisha Sidra Mishnah? Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's the last Mishnah. Osra Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Shin Yud Alamas talks about Leosid Lovay. Rabbi Shua Balevi is the one in Ksubas. What did he do? The Malach HaMavis came to take him away, and he told the Malach HaMavis, let me see my portion in the world to come. What did he do? More in Ksubas. He jumped. And he never died. He tricked the Malach HaMavis. He said, I want to see my portion in the world to come. There was a big war. He said, let me see it. Malach HaMavis allowed him to see it, and he jumped straight into Olam Haba. He jumped straight into Gan Eden, and he never died. So Gemara in Ksubas. What does that mean? It means Rabbi Shua Malevi never came to an end. The last Mishnah in Shisha Sudra Mishnah is Rabbi Shua Malevi. Because Torah Shebal Peh, Mishnayis, that's Liyosid Lovay. That's Liyosid Lovay that deals with a Chaim that doesn't have a Misa. If it deals with a Chaim that doesn't have a Misa, it doesn't have an end. If it doesn't have an end, then the end of Shisha Sudra Mishnah is Rabbi Shua Malevi, because he proves us that there's no end, you just carry on. He never died. Torah Shebal Peh is the Bechin of Chaim She'in Achrei Misa. And therefore, after Shushan, after they experienced death, Laharag Lahashmit, Kimu Vekiblu, they were Makabal La Torah. Which Torah? The Bechino of Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Tam Achayim, which is the Etzam Achayim. Haman experienced Misa. Amalek experienced Misa. When he experiences it, because his life, even when he was alive, he was a mace. Klal Yisrael experienced the Emistik of the Tam Achayim. And that was the oimik of the Nes of Anapechu. Haman was so alive, but he found death. We were so dead, and we found life. That's the oimik of Nes of Anapechu. So we see again this thing repeating itself time and time again. And then this is the gilui that Avraham Avinu was shown in the Bris Ben Absorim as well. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take the animals and chop them in half. That's the Umas Oilam. They're going to be destroyed. Don't cut the bird, because that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael Oimdim Lenetzach. And before the Bris Min Apsarim, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Avraham Avinu to promise him children? Says the Rashi on the Pasuk, Habit Minam HaShamayma. Says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of Olam Hazeh, out of the orbit. He took him out of Olam Hazeh. And then he told him to count the stars. And then he said, Koy Yez Aracha. Why did he take them out of Olam Hazeh? Because Olam Hazeh is a mocking which comes to an end. Hashem's telling him that it's not going to come to you. Your children are not going to come to an end. You represent Chaim that has no Misa, the Etzem HaChaim. And therefore, in order to promise you children, I've got to take you somewhere to a mocker which never has Misa. Where is that? Higher than the stars. Habit Na Shemaim or In Shemaim. And he told him, he showed him the stars. Let's just see the... Habit Na Shemaim or Svoy Techovim. Told him to count the stars, and that's the Inyan of Klal Yisrael, and these are the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, we know at the end of Lech Lecha, and that's the Kesher with Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu's commanded Mitzvah Mila, and that's what we've discussed often already, that Mitzvah Mila is the Yom HaShmini, which is Liyasid Lovay, which, and Eliyahu Malach HaBris, he's Eliyahu HaNovi. Eliyahu HaNovi never dies, so who comes at the Bris Mila? The one who symbolizes never dying. And that's Pinchas, that's Elio, who he's the idea that he never dies, he goes on, he lives forever. Pinchas becoming Elio, and he comes at the Bris, because the Bris symbolizes, takes us out of a world where there's Misa Olam Hazeh, which is the Mispar Sheva, takes us into an Olam, which is the number 8, where there's never death, and that's Elio Novi, and that's at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, where he was commanded with the mitzvah of Bris Mila. So therefore, at the end of Parshas Ve'era, and again, I'm not going into it now again, that the whole idea of Parshas Ve'era, as we discussed it last week with the Moitzi Chahaitzi Chamam and Atika, that Tzadikim are going to have the Refuah Lassad Lovay, the Gemara Nedorim, and Rishonim Nedoinim Ba. Again, it's all the same thing, that the Rishonim are Shaykh to the Olam HaMisa, and the Tzadikim are Shaykh to the Olam HaChayim, where they never experienced Misa. That's what's going on over here in Parshas Chayisar. Parshas Chayisara is the death of the first of the one of our parents. Out of the obvious in the Imoi, Sarah is the first one to die. But Sarah doesn't really die. Sarah is not shaykh to the idea of dying. Sarah is shaykh to the bechin of lost love. And therefore, Sarah only gets younger, says the pasuk. When Sarah is 100, she's like 20. When Sarah's 20, she's like 7 years old. Usually it's the opposite. Usually a person gets older and older, until going, until older and older, getting less alive, and then the person dies. Sarah, she's in the reverse gear. The older she gets, the younger she gets. She was so old already. And what happened when the Malachim came? Says she the fish saw a person in her. She got everything. Her body became like the body of a young girl. She was Tommy Nidor again. So the whole idea of Sarah, because Sarah is going to be the first one who's going to be'etzem, is going to die, is the pasuk therefore wants to stress that Sarah doesn't die. It's the same bechin as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the bechin of Misa ben Ashik. Moshe Rabbeinu sings Shira just before he's about to die because he's more alive than ever before. Sarah is more alive than ever before. When she's 100, she's mummish like she's 7. So the older she gets, the younger she's getting. Don't think that there's be'etzem misa by the Ovis HaKadoshim. And therefore that's why the parsha is called Parshas Chayisara. Because Parshas Chayisara means the Chaim of Sarah, the parsha where it's Mizgale, the Klal Yisrael, and the Ovis Imois are Shaykh to the Etzem HaChaim. And there's no real Misa. And that's why the first Kenyan that Avraham Avinu made in Eretz HaChayim was a Kenyan of Kavura. Because Kavura in Yahadut symbolizes life and not death. What do I mean? The Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Mem Chesamad Beis that the Bracha of HaToy V'HaMetiv that we make when we bench, we recite when we bench, the Bracha of HaKokel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu Bereinu is not Doraisa. till Boinei Brachma of Yushlaim Omen is the Raisa, and then the next bracha is called Berchas Atoy V'Ameitim, that's the Rabbanon. When was it instituted? Says the command, Brachas Memchesam at base, Hatoy V'Ameitiv B'Yavne Tiknua, Keneged Harugei Beitar. A Beitar, you know, the famous fortress that held out after the Chorban by Sheni that was eventually destroyed, and all the Jews there were left unburied. And the Omer of Nasna says, Ramasna Oysa Yom, that day where there was a tremendous nest, Shenitnu Arugei Beitar Lekvura, that day where they were buried, Tiknu B'Yavne Hatoy V'Ameitiv. What's Hatoy V'Ameitiv? Hatoy Shelo Hisrichu, Hatoy that the bodies didn't decompose till they were buried, V'Ameitiv Shenitnu Lekvura, that they were buried. It's obviously, what's the kesha between Brocha V'Hatoy V'Ameitiv and being buried? Fine, you Meshabeach Hashem, you made a miracle, and all the bodies were buried. Fine. What's that going to do with the Hatoy V'Ameitiv? But the answer is very poshut, because we know that Gemara says in Psachim Daf Nun, Omer Rabbi Bachanina, Loik Olam Azeh Ha'olam Abba. Listen, Olam Azeh Al Besura is Toivois. When something good happens, you make Hatoy V'Ameitiv. When something bad happens, Al Besura is Rois Chas V'Shalom Omer Baruch Dayon Emes La Olam Abba Kuloi Hatoy V'Ameitiv. The bracha of Hatoy V'Ameitiv is the bracha that's toiv, that's shaykh to Olam Haba. If Harugei Beitar are not buried, if their bodies will chas v'shalom decompose and they're not buried, that shows they came to their sof, they came to their end. When we bury something, when we bury a person, it means that he's sleeping. He's sleeping undisturbed, and he's going to get up when he's woken up. In exactly the same way as a person goes to sleep at night. And he wakes up the next morning. Of course, when a person goes to sleep at night, he experiences a certain element of Misa. Sheino, says the Gemara, I think in Erevin, is Echon Misheshimi Misa. He experiences a bit of Misa, but a Misa, he's still alive. The sun sets at night, but it has its rest, and it rises by day. And therefore we say in Shemayna Esra, Makayim Emunosai Li Sheinei Ofa. Kvura is a bechin of Makayim Emunosai Li Sheinei Ofa. And that's why the halacha, we know that there's differences between if you find a body and you don't know whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew in regarding Tumas Meis, because only the body of a Jew is Matami Tumas Meis, is this halacha is hard to recognize whether it's a Jew or Goy. If you see that they buried the person properly with cover, then it's a Jew. Why? Because burying for us means something completely different than it means to them. For us, burying somebody is not chas v'shalom, an idea of sort of putting away the waste, burying the waste, chas v'shalom. It's a bechin of gniza. When you put something in gniza, you want to take it out. When you have something precious, you want to put it, store it away. There is a tam of misa, but be'etzen is chaim. Just like sleeping on makayim enos l'sheni offer, there is a tam of misa, but it's be'etzen chaim. And that's why the Harugei Beitar, when they were buried, you know what Klal Yisrael saw? When they saw that the Harugei Beitar were buried, they saw Olam Haba. They saw the Liyasid Lava, Olam Haba, Kulei Atoiv HaMeitiv. And that explains us why a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Metame for anybody, not even his closest relatives. There's only one mace that he can be Metame, and that is a mace mitzvah. And what is a mace mitzvah? Somebody that if you don't bury him, nobody's going to bury him. Why is a Kohen Gadol allowed to bury such a mace? If he can't bury his parents, why can he bury a mace mitzvah? The answer is, what's the oimek of a mace mitzvah? There's nobody to bury him. If there's nobody to bury him, that's like a denial of tchis ha-meisim. If he's going to remain not buried, and the body's going to decompose in front of everybody, kilu, then that's like a denial of tchis ha-meisim. It looks like there's no tchis ha-meisim, it came to an end. And a Kohen Gadol is the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and the avoid of Beis HaMikdash we've discussed so many times corresponds to the Liyasid Lavoy. There was no mis in the Beis HaMikdash Bechlau. So therefore, if a part of the avoid of a Kohen Gadol is to be Megala Liyasid Lavoy, sometimes to be Megala Liyasid Lavoy means to be Metami to Metomas Meis. When? In a Meis Mitzvah. Because this Meis Mitzvah is like the Harugei Beitar, they were also Meis Mitzvah. And nobody could bury them. That's a Meis Mitzvah. And when they were buried, that was a Toiv HaMeitiv. That's Liyasid Lavoy. Burying a Meis Mitzvah is a chizuk, is a raya, is a hechacha, proof of Liyasid Lavoy. And that's what the avoid of a Kohen Gadol is all about. And therefore, Kohen Gadol buries a Meis Mitzvah. Sefer Bereishis ends that they put Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik died. Ve'yisem ba'orim b'mitzrayim. That's the end of Sefer Bereishis. That they put him in a coffin in Mitzrayim. How does this end, Sefer Bereishis? But the answer is because Yosef versus the Mitzrayim. What did the Mitzrayim do to the bodies? They didn't bury them. Why didn't they bury them? Because they deny Yosef Lavoi. They're saying it's all Olam Hazeh. Yosef wants to be buried in an Aroin. Because in Aroin, you bury somebody, you give him Kvura, Yosef was Mechiach against the Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu begged, Al Nasik Mireini B'Mitzrayim. Don't bury in Mitzrayim, because their Kvura is not a Kvura. They're a Kvura. Their burial is a kfira, is a denial of Lasid Lavoi. Their kvura is the idea that Olam Hazeh remains. And we know that Olam Hazeh is not the real Chaim. Look at a mummy. Ask an Egyptian, is he alive? Egyptian will say, yeah, look, his skin is fresh. But he's a fake, he's a shakra. He's a shaita, because everybody knows he's dead. That's how tzaddikim look at life in Olam Hazeh. It's not the real Chaim. Is that Yosef HaTzadik wants to be put into... Yosef HaTzadik wants to be put into an oroin to be buried properly to show the idea that it's good that of Yosef Lavoi. And Meila, therefore, buying a kvura for Sarah, that is a hechacha of Yosef Lavoi. There's the greatest kinyan to make in Eretz Yisrael is to buy the greatest chaim the kinyan in Eretz Yisrael is to buy a burial plot to bury Sarah. Because Sarah is shayach to that idea of introducing her to the Etzem HaChayim. Because she was the Bas Kof, and she was the Bas Kof, and the Bas Zayin. And it's very interesting that the Tiferet Shlomo points out that earlier when Sarah said that it should be Megarish Yishmael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you should listen to Sarah, so the Pasuk has the Lashon of Chakoyla Shatoyma. Sora ishtecha shma b'koila. Says that the first shloima his meram is shma. Sora is the bechina of shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And shma, we said earlier, that's going into a chai netzach. That's going into a chai netzach. Shma is going into a chai netzach. Is Sora represents the chai netzach. She's the first one to die, and therefore she's the first one to show us that the death by tzaddikim just means like sleeping, where they feel a bit of death. Echad Mishishim perhaps, but they're only sleeping. And then they enter the Emes Tikachayim. That Torah Shebal Peh is the Bechina of Chaya Netzach, and that's why it was Nizgale Purim, the Bechina of Gilo and Purim, and there's Rabbi Kiva who said Echad, and he was introduced to the Chaya Netzach, and he's a Shurish of Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore Torah Shebal Peh already finishes with Shema, already begins with Shema. Meimotai Koyren Es Shema, because Torah Shebal Peh is the Gilo of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is the Yosef Lavoi. And the last mission of Torah Shebal Peh is Omar Rabbi Shmuel Malevi. Rabbi Shmuel Malevi is the one who represents jumping straight into the Yosef Lavoi. And Taka, the last Mishnah, the subject of the last Mishnah is Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. So therefore the parasha of Chai Sora is really the parasha of introducing, of being Megala, the Emes Tikachayim. Ephroin is Miloshen Ofa. Ofa is Misa. Mi Ofa Ata Vel Ofa Toshuf. Is therefore the whole haggle, the whole argument between over here, between Ephraim and Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu wants to buy it off Ephraim. The Maaros HaMachpelah shouldn't really belong to Ephraim. Because Ephraim is Miloshen Ofar. And Ofar is Misa. And the Maaros HaMachpelah doesn't symbolize Misa. It symbolizes Chaim. And if Avraham Avinu wants to buy the Maaros HaMachpelah, wants to take away the Maaros HaMachpelah from Ephraim. And when he finally took it away from Ephraim, as the Pasuk says, Vayokom stay Ephraim. In other words, it had a tekuma that it wasn't Ofar anymore. Now it was Shaykh, now this Sada, this Maaros HaMachpelah was now Shaykh to Chaim again. And therefore, who was buried in the Maaros HaMachpelah? Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava weren't born to die. Adam and Chava were born straight into the Olam HaChaim. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, if you eat from the Eitz HaDaas, then there's going to be a Chiddush to introduce the idea of Misa, but you're going to have a tikkun and then you're going to be back again. They should have eaten from the Eitz HaChaim. They were really shayach to the Etz HaMachaim. So Adam and Chava shayach to the Etz HaMachaim, but they had a kilku. Sora brought back the Etz HaMachaim.
and therefore Sarah is buried together with, in the Maaret Machpelah with Adam and Chava. So that's the answer to the question. That's answer the questions what we meant before, what we asked before. Parshas Chayei Sarah gives us a chiyus. There's two ways of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes a person can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, and really they're dead mitzvahs. They're gashmistika mitzvahs, they're ofar mitzvahs. And ofar mitzvahs, sometimes a person does a mitzvah and he doesn't feel he's done it. He told me to do the action, I did a dead action. Parshas Chayei Sarah is a koyach to take something and to be mekayim our Torah mitzvahs with a special chiyus. It's a koyach to connect to the obvious, to connect to the parasha, as the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says, and the Balei Tanya says that one has to live with the parasha. And this parasha is the parasha of feeling the etzem achayim. Rishon, even when they're alive, they feel misa. But tzaddikim, a person has to work to a path where he's always b'chayim, whichever matzav he is. If he's in a matzav of misa, he feels chayim, he's always the feeling of chayim. And therefore we have to try to be mekayim our Torah mitzvahs. Get up early in the morning. And when we say Shema in the morning, and when we mechaven upon ourselves to be moisa nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah mesiris nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should do it with a proper kavana. And then when we moisa nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean that we die, it just means that now we get introduced to the re'emesik achayim. And the emesik achayim is the Torah achayim v'avos chesed. If a person, that's why there's a klal, that a person is owning koina Torah when he's meimis hatzmei on Torah. Chazal dashin zoyt a toira odem kiyomus ba'oyel ein divrei toira miskayemes ele mishe meimis hatzmei oleh. A person has to kill himself over the toira in order to be koina toira. What does that mean? Not that a person is supposed to shoot himself chas v'shalom if he doesn't understand toira. It means that when a person works hard, and when a person toils and sweats over the Torah, he's meimis atzmoy. And once he'll be in the middle of a sugya, and he'll give up on being there at 6:30 downstairs to get the first piece of schnitzel. He says, I'll have salad instead tonight. That's a mesiris nefesh. Every door and every person has his mesiris nefesh and his madrega. In our door, a mesiris nefesh is, once you're in the middle of a sugya or whatever, you want to get up early for davening, and therefore you're meimis nefesh on a quarter of an hour's sleep or on a piece of meat or whatever, that's a mesiris nefesh. And then you learn. Then what has happened is you've been meimis atzmoy. And by tzaddikim, the idea is to be meimis atzmoy in order to appreciate the real life. If a person learns hard, if a person toils on avodas Hashem, he toils on his Torah, then he's a darga of meimis atzmoy. And in this generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't demand much mesiris nefesh. In this generation, the minimal mesiris nefesh is already considered a tremendous mesiris nefesh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who gives up on sleep, or a person who gives up on taiva, or a person who gives up on a certain thing that he knows he shouldn't be doing, seeing, reading, whatever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that as if he's jumped into a kibshon ha'esh. And from then he can have a siyata d'shmaya, where he'll appreciate the real Torah Chaim. And therefore if a person feels, some guys tell me that they've learned already for a month or two, they don't feel any chiyus, it's still stale to them, when will they start feeling that they belong, when do they feel a kinyan in Torah? The answer is, a person's got to throw himself into the kibshon ha'esh. A person's got to throw himself into hasmada, into mesiris nefesh for Torah on his level, as we just said. And then he'll reach the bechina of meimis atzmoy on Torah. And then when he's a meimis atzmoy, when he dies on the Torah, then he'll begin feeling the emesik atam of Torah, the Torah's chayim avas chesed. And then the person enters a life, the emesik achayim, where he feels the chayim which never has a misa after it. Yiratzen and met Hashem, we should be zorcha to take out, to maximize what we take out of our parsha. Especially going to Bnei Brak this week, and in Bnei Brak there's a lot of people who are really meimis atzmoy on Torah. So it's a double school of parsha's chayi Torah to really undertake him, met Hashem, to try and, you know, we should toil. If our concentration span takes us an hour or two, so let's undertake for an hour and to concentrate for 2.25 hours. And then perhaps 2.5 hours. If after 2 or 3 Mishnayos our mind starts wandering, let's be moist and nefesh and learn 5 Mishnayos. And this is all the bechin of meimis atzmoy, which introduces us to the chayim, to the chiyas of Torah, that we should be zorcha ve'ez Hashem izboch, to see the real chayim, to feel the real chayim. We should all be zorcha soon to the chaye olam haba, and the chayim of atoiv ha'meitiv v'mitz Hashem, v'mehir av yameinu amen.